Everyone, welcome to the Not Gonna Lie podcast by the Tea Break Room, where we talk about everything in life. Because not gonna lie, I thought being an adult would look very differently than how I'm living right now. It's crazy. Anyway, so we are on our second episode of the Not Gonna Lie podcast education series. I have my second guest today, Andrea Makatita. Andrea, can you talk more about yourself and introduce who you are and what you do?
Okay, so hi, I'm Andrea. People usually just call me Dea. I'm a student in ACS Jakarta. I'm currently the vice head of Anak Edukasi, and I'm also a part of several other organizations like Bye Bye Plastic Bags and Light.
That is incredible. Now, we're going to talk more about Edukasi, obviously, and the other things that you do by the plastic bag, and sort of like, why would you even put yourself to do more than just surviving high school? So we're going to get to that. But just like, talk to me about education in general, because as a teacher, obviously, we believe education is important. There are probably like two main reasons why a teacher will be a teacher. Number one, obviously, because of salary, because of job, because of income, right? And then you have teachers who are doing this out of passion, right? Doing this not so much as it is a job, but it is really more about a calling, right? And there's like no right or wrong about it. It's really just like, you know, each to their own kind of like reasons to do it. So regardless of the reasons, for teachers, education is important, and that's why we do what we do. But for you as a student, what's your thought about education, really?
I feel like education, it's obviously very important. Like, I'm in 11th grade now. I'm going to university soon. And just from like that whole step from high school to university, I can see how important education is. Because like the requirement for most universities now is that you need a like degree from high school, right? Like a certificate that you graduated from high school. And from there, like you can see how important education from a young age actually is. Because like even when you get a job, they're going to ask you like, oh, what degree do you have depending on the job you're going for? Or did you go to high school? Do you have any background studying in a prestigious university, for example? So from there, I can see how education is important. And also generally just seeing how the world is slowly evolving and changing. Okay, for example, Bye Bye Plastic Bags. So we're a youth organization that focuses on like plastic, right? Like the negative impacts of plastic. If I were a person who weren't educated, and if I didn't know anything about plastic, then I'd probably just be like, okay, whatever, I can just use plastic whenever, however I want to, like it won't matter that much because I only care about me and what I need. I won't care about like other things in my surroundings. Okay. But if I were someone who were educated, then I would know that like the things I'm doing now, it's like there's a impact that you're putting on yourself, those around you, the environment, and basically the whole world.
Yeah.
Like whatever you do, it has its consequences. And I feel like that's something you begin to realize when you have a certain type of education.
Yeah, I love that. But then it becomes two things, doesn't it? It sounds like it's two things. Like education is like one, it's the requirements of something. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, you kind of like education also in a way broaden yourself and broaden your horizon. It kind of like makes you understand that the world is not just about you. It doesn't revolve around you. So it expands kind of like yourself through education, right? I love how like what you said about like if you don't educate yourself about those things, you probably won't be aware, right?
Yeah.
You probably won't be aware. Now, is there a moment in your life when you actually And this is kind of like we were trying to branch out from the formal education from school. But has there ever been a time when you just realize, wow, I need to know more. I need to know more beyond what my teachers can teach me, beyond, you know, what I'm currently studying. Like, I like, you know, on a particular thing, I just need to know more. Like, was there like has there ever been a time like that for you?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I've thought of that type of thing every day of my life. Like every day I'm always thinking of what I know and what I don't know. And like,
okay, that's good.
For me, it's so surprising to think of the things that I don't know of. For example, yesterday I was having like devotion with my parents and my boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
And then like we were talking about something in the Bible, and like I have been a Christian for a really long time too, and I read the Bible almost every morning and every night for like, yeah, my own self-devotion.
Yeah.
When I discussed like what I did with my parents and my boyfriend, I was like, whoa, I didn't know these things about like the Bible. I didn't know that there was a story about a person named Tamar and Judah.
Those two are crazy.
Mm-hmm. I just found out about that yesterday, and I was like, okay. Whoa.
Do you think, based on what you know from your friends and kind of like the general landscape from students, when it comes to education, do you feel like all these time education is about what you can get in school? Is that kind of like the general consensus from students, like for you guys, education is what I get from school? Outside of that, it's just, you know, it's just like common knowledge. Is it that way?
I feel like for this, like, I can't say the same for every student, but to me, I think that school is just a place where you receive education. It's not necessarily education, because for education, like, you can find it anywhere. Like, when you were younger, when you were a child, growing up, you didn't go to school to learn how to walk or how to talk. Like, you taught yourself how to do that. Your parents were also a big part of like teaching you how to speak and how to walk at such a young age.
Yeah.
So I feel like just from that example, we can see that you can receive education from literally anywhere, even online now through like articles or website when you're just reading.
True, true. And there's a lot more. Udemic, Skillshare, Masterclass. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ruang Guru, Cakap. There's just like way too many, because there's an opportunity for that, right? Okay, let's talk about that a bit there. Like, what do you think about, you know, the whole online learning so far? What's your thought? What's your thought on that? Like, you know, you can be brutally honest. Like, we really do appreciate that here.
Honestly, I really prefer offline learning, because like with online learning, there are so many things just like distracting you and stopping you from receiving the type of education that you would if like you went to offline school.
Okay.
First, like, you don't have a community of people around you, like in your own home, going through the same things that you are. If I were at school, then I could talk to my friends and be like, oh yeah, the test just now was so difficult, the exam was so hard. But now, like, it doesn't feel the same talking to a person online than you do in real life. And even if I talk to the people around me now at home, like, it's kind of weird to come up to my mom and be like, yeah, mom, you know, the exam was so difficult just now. Like, she wouldn't understand what I'm talking about. Yeah, so just from the sense of community and being with people, that's already
difficult thing. Okay. But what's the difference then? Because you talk about, like, you know, chatting with your friends, like it's not really interacting. Like you're communicating through texts, right? Through screens. But isn't that also partly what we all do? Like we DM someone, we text someone, we kind of like, even in class, I caught a few who were WhatsApping behind laptop screens. So it's like, wouldn't that also kind of like in a way has been part of the, you know, the communication style, really, right? And it's just now you kind of like have to do it more often, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't that be the same, actually?
Well, to me, I feel like communicating to people online and offline is really different, because when you're doing it offline, you get to see the person, right? And like, you get to actually physically interact with them, and you get to see what emotions they're trying to convey with what they're saying. If I'm texting my friend and they, for example, tell me a funny story and they like, they wanted to say something sarcastic, but I wouldn't realize they're being sarcastic.
It's hard.
I'd be like, you're not supposed to say that.
Yeah, that's true. Because like right now, unfortunately, right? That's the current condition, and then that probably will not change for a while, right?
Yeah.
For at least a couple of years, or maybe even a few years, right? I want to go back to what you talk about, you know, how education is important, because if you think about the steps, you know, from school, primary, secondary, and then kind of like high school, really. And then the next step would be like college and the university and so on, even in organizations, companies, the places that you really, really want to go to for work. I guess like I have like two questions with that. Number one, if let's say we are living in an alternate world where those things don't matter. Like universities just really don't look at your scores, honestly, right? But they look at who you are as a person, your merit, and what you have done so far to pursue your dream. So that's gonna look like essays, interviews, and kind of like if you, let's say you want to apply for a certain major, then you'll be tested for that major's knowledge, you know, the general knowledge for that major. Right. So it's no longer looking at your school certificates. It's no longer looking at your report cards. It's no longer that. It's not based on your IBs or your Cambridge curriculums, whatever. It's really just based on the merits of who you are as a person, and also your general knowledge about the major that you're trying to get into. Right. Do you think if that were the case, the way that we have been learning so far, which is like, oh, you have to learn like so many things, right? Do you think like that would matter? Like, you know, the scores would matter as much
if we were living in that type of world?
Yeah, in that kind of like alternate reality, really.
I don't think it would, honestly, because, okay, maybe in some aspects it would, because like it depends on the type of person you are. So okay. I'm the type of person who like learns for life. I don't want to learn for just the academics, because I know that whatever I'm learning now, may it be in math or chemistry, I know that at some point in my life, I'm probably going to use it. So that's the type of principle or mindset that I live by. So if I were to live in an alternate world like that, I think that what I learn in school, like those other subjects that might not be as important in university, it would still matter to me.
Okay.
Because I would use those things as like extra practical life skills.
Follow-up question. Has there ever been a time when you actually use the skills that you have learned for a practical thing in your life?
What's funny is that I just did today. So,
do tell.
Funny story. Yeah. At home, my parents like to make disinfectant spray, right? So they would
homemade?
Detergent with water. Yeah, homemade.
Wow.
So they would mix like detergent with water. And at one point just now, when my dad was putting like his detergent mixture into one of our old like hand sanitizer bottles, the bottle started getting really warm.
Oh, no.
And like the color of the liquid started turning white. And I was like, my dad was like, what's happening? And he was panicking, right? And he was like, should I sniff it? Because I take chemistry, I knew that was like a chemical reaction, right? It would probably be like neutralization or like a reaction with carbon. So I told him like, no, don't sniff it. Don't even try to sniff it. Just quickly throw it away, wash the bottle and fill it in with like new like disinfectant spray later. And like, I talked to my mom about it, right? I was like, if I didn't know chemistry that well. And if I didn't care and see what my dad was doing, then he'd probably already have like toxic gas or something in his nose by now. So I guess that's just one example of how I actually use that's something awesome. That I thought was like useless at first
in my life. That's awesome though, because like the very fact that you can actually name those reactions, like what neutralization, carbon, what? I feel chemistry hard, so I'm not even gonna try. But like, I guess like that's kind of like the thing, right? As a teacher, and you've been my student once upon a time. Well, have you? No, I don't think so.
I think you taught me photography, right?
Yeah, but not class.
Yeah, not class, right?
You ran away before we ever
quit. Whoops.
It's all good. Anyway, so because like for me as a teacher, if I can't teach a skill that's relevant to the student's life, for me there's no point. Like I would rather just skip it, because if I can't make it applicable and relevant to, you know, anything practical in their lives, I'm wasting their brain cells. Right. Again, if for the sake of fulfilling a syllabus, which I understand, which all teachers are supposed to, right? But there is no relevant way I can spin it around and make it something practical for the students, then I'm wasting their time. I'm wasting my time. Because like what you just said before, it's those kind of like small things that you probably encounter very, very few and rare in your lifetime, right? But sometimes when those things happen, it becomes precious. And so I want to talk about like just like going back to the whole alternate reality and being now in this reality where you do have to pursue certain grades. If you want to go to the top universities around the world, right? You do have to pursue certain grades. And they do have certain benchmark, and they do have certain criterias and requirements of you to kind of like achieve before you are actually officially get enrolled to their university. Do you think it's working? You know, education now, because if education is about giving you the skills, the knowledge that you can use in life, and also broaden your world, so to speak, through education, with the system that you've been in, because you have been in three different schools that I know of, right?
Yeah.
Four, maybe, I think, right? Before Raffles, you were in somewhere.
Yeah, ICTIS.
ICTIS, right? So you were in ICTIS, Raffles, Espeja, and ACS, right? So based on just like the schools that you've been in, right? Is it working? Have schools been doing a good job in educating you guys as students?
I feel like academically, yes. But in terms of life skills, it's hard to say that schools have been useful, in my opinion. Because let's talk about doing interviews. I feel like doing interviews, it's not something that a lot of schools would teach you. They would expect you to know how to answer questions during interviews, because they think like that's the bare minimum that you should know. But the thing is, not all students are like that. Like some of us, we may just be introverts and we just hate answering questions. So you can't just generalize all students into one umbrella saying that we all know something, even though we might not. Yeah. So from that one example, you can sort of see how like the education system now, especially, it's mostly focused on grades and academics instead of like those life skills that we would actually need moving forward.
Yeah.
It's like going up to university or looking for a job.
Right. So in that sense, and I do agree with you that the academics part, that's also important, right? Because it's there for a reason. And outside of grades, I think for someone to build confidence in the things that they have learned, is actually a result, right? And they can see that from, you know, assessments, exams, and so on and so forth. And we gain the confidence that we can get based on, oh, I actually earned something. I actually achieved something. There's that kind of like satisfaction. There's that kind of like, you know, building of confidence and knowing that I have learned something, right? Mm-hmm. And in that way, again, beyond the grades and whatever, and that's like a really, really good tool for us to be able to see where we are, where we want to go, and how far of a gap in between the two, so that we can work more, we can work harder, right? Because at the end of the day, have we helped you in some ways? Have we helped the students in some ways to realize what you actually want to do? Or is it really just leave it to you guys and, you know, you guys figure it out, right? So like, have we done a good job in just like helping students to really, really understand that?
I would say not really. To an extent, no. Because again, it depends on the type of person you are. But for some of my friends, they believe that studying in school, having all of these like lessons that teachers are teaching you, it would only be useful for the time of them being in high school. So they're learning for good grades. They're not learning to like actually apply these things into their lives. And from what I've observed, my friends who are like that, most of them don't know what they want to do or what they want to be in the future. And like, even looking closer to university, they don't know what major or course they want to take in university. Like, they're still confused because they have all these subjects and all these things just like being thrown at them. So they don't actually know what they're passionate in or what they like. Like, I was just lucky that I have, for me, not teachers, but friends around me who impacted me a lot and made me see what I wanted to do in my life. And I also have several family members who like were there to guide me throughout the entire process of me finding my passion. So I was lucky in that sense. But then for my other friends who don't have those type of people in their lives, they don't have that community, they're very confused right now.
Okay.
And from there, I can see how school, like, I don't know. To me, most schools, they just throw subjects at us without realizing that we're confused on what we want. And it's hard for us to filter like the subjects that are actually important to us.
Okay, that's fair. Because now the reason why I'm asking this is because throughout my 5 years in where I teach, every single year I would have parents coming up to me and ask, what should my child take in university? What do you think my child is good at? And I feel like sometimes, like you said, we're giving you way too many things without actually slowing down to really, really think about what do you want. Like every single time I have that conversation, my answer to them is it's kind of like the same thing all over. What's your interest? And how do you want to impact the community? Just having those kind of conversation year after year after year shows me that there's a lot of moments where students either A, never had the chance to slow down, think about what they want, or B, they really just don't have the guide and don't have the help to kind of like get there, right? Yeah. And based on what you just said, I guess like that kind of like confirms some. I know that you can't speak for everyone, right?
Yeah.
You can speak for yourself. You can speak for the ones that you have observed around you. So that's like not a knock on anybody. I think like for me, pursuing good grades, it's not a bad thing. Okay. Pursuing A's and A stars and all those things, those are not bad. Those are not a bad thing. But if they miss out on what you discover that, you know, you can learn for the things that you can apply in life, they're missing a whole lot of points. Because I was that too. Like, I probably forgot 99% of everything that I've learned in high school. I can tell you that for real, Zwayne. I which is good, which is a good thing, by the way. And we go back to the chemistry thing. I accidentally mix 2-3 chemical compounds, and it created it wasn't even a fume, it was a literally fog. It was real literally gas from the beaker.
Oh my.
And my teacher had to evacuate the entire lab. And
no.
And that was bad. So it's a good thing I actually forgot 99% of the things that I've learned in mm-hmm. high school. It's a really great thing. So yeah, chemistry with me, we just don't hang. Okay, so if it doesn't work, if there are some part it works, but to a degree for the life skills, for guiding students to kind of like, I would say, to discover themselves, right? And then from there, you take a step forward. Okay, these are the subjects that I do need for me to be able to get to that point, right? So that part is not doing so well. What do you think, like, how do we improve? What do you, like, share some thoughts about like where education should head towards, I would say, moving from this point forward.
Mm-hmm. I think the first thing that's important is for like these big institutions, for schools to realize that what they're teaching their students now, it shouldn't just be academics, but they should also teach their students regarding like life skills. So one of my organizations, LIGHT, we're actually focusing on giving students the resources to learn these life skills. So we would invite like university students to come and talk to high school students about like things that they need to know before like jumping into college. What skills do they need? May it be in interviews or talking or socializing with people around them. So like those basic life skills, I feel like even though some schools might expect most students to already know these things, like we're still unsure of how to go through life, if that makes sense. Like we still yep. need that guidance.
That's why yeah. we have this podcast. I still mm-hmm. don't know.
Yeah, so I feel like that's one thing that we can improve on. Mm-hmm. Another thing is for schools to make their students realize that what they're learning now, again, they shouldn't learn it just for the academics. They shouldn't learn it just for the grades. But schools, they should put the mindset in their students' brains that like what you're learning now, it may be useful in your day-to-day life. If you just look hard enough, if you learn to study for life, then you'll begin to realize that the skills that you have now, even though it may seem very academic-based, it might be useful in your day-to-day life if you just learn to discover those things yourself.
Yeah.
Because again, I feel like schools, they're just there as a tool. They're there to guide students. But for students to actually know certain things or to receive knowledge, that's like, they should have initiative to do that. It's yeah. also their journey. They also need to have the motivation to want to know more.
Yeah. So there's that point where it has to be both ways, right?
Yes.
And sometimes the things that you said is not marketable, right? Because I think like there's also that part where when you said it's assumed, it's expected, it's never really verbalized, it's never really asked even, but it's yeah. assumed that you should be learning this on your own outside of class, outside of school, because well, how do you learn life? By living your life. And how do you live your life? Well, probably, you know, going through mucking around with friends, with you know, partly with in school and all those things. Mm-hmm. But to your point, it is true that these are the things actually, now that we have the pandemic, now that we have a whole lot of things, it becomes more apparent, I think, that you do need this more than ever.
Yep.
Aside from just having that kind of like, you know, you talk about the life skills, you know, schools should focus on the life skills. And then two, schools should also help students realize that what they learn can be applied in life. Like, let me just put it this way. Has there ever been a teacher or like, you know, in one of your schools maybe, where you kind of like met someone that gives you maybe a portion of that? Just like a good example for that.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's none at all?
In terms of like teachers, like teaching me these life skills, right, sir?
Yeah, life skills, and also, you know, probably the thing that you said about make, like, you know, you can apply all of these things in your daily life, like showing you how to do it in essence.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in terms of that, I feel like for me, in ACS especially, it's difficult to find teachers who teach me those things.
Okay.
Because again, when you come into schools that are like quote unquote prestigious, they'd already expect you to know these things about life. Like, they'd expect you to know how to socialize. They'd expect you to know how to, like, present awards or something during school, like, chapel time or something, yeah. Like, those are things that they don't necessarily teach you, especially with my teachers.
Okay.
Because ACS, I feel like we're so academic-based. Like, not to talk bad about ACS or anything, but then...
Yeah, of course, yeah, of course.
Like, academics and, like, our grades is something that they really see as, like, our way of achieving something.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, even when looking at our events at school, we have an event called Honors Day where they're just honoring or praising these students who score really high during, like, certain classes or in IGCSE or in IB. Like, from there, you can see how important academics actually, like, is to them. Like, during Honors Day, we don't have an award given to, like, the most friendly student or the most compassionate student. Like, that doesn't exist. It's all based on grades now. And that's, to me, it's really sad, especially to, like, those students who, they may be passionate, but they don't have the grades to prove that they're passionate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair. Wow. That's a lot of things. And I feel like there's a lot more that we can talk about, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for taking the time to, you know, having this conversation. And for me personally, just hearing your thoughts as a student, right? My takeaways would be, as a teacher myself, there's a lot of conversations that I can have with my students pertaining to just where they are in life and what they can do, what they, you know, probably should think about moving forward. And yeah, that's really, really cool to hear. Especially like, because I guess like as a teacher, it's kind of like programmed that, oh, you do like one of the easiest way to know if you're doing a good job is to see your students improving from a B to A or like a D to C, you know, that, mm-hmm. that's like the easiest, quickest way. Oh, like you're doing a good job because your students are improving. But to your point, do they even know what, like how to use it in their lives? Right. Do they even know how to properly apply it to whichever part in their lives? Right. So that's kind of like a good reminder for me, especially. So thank you for that. And I want to circle back to the whole edukasi, because like now part of the reason why I kind of like want to have this conversation with you, because you are not only are you kind of like going through your life in school and all those things, but you're part of like three different organizations, and I've seen you consistently reaching out, helping out, going out there and teaching all of these children. Why would you put yourself through that? Talk to me about that for a second.
Well, to me, I feel like our world, our future, it doesn't really depend on us now. Like, what's going to happen to the world in the future, it depends on our future generation.
Okay.
And if those children in our future generation, if they don't receive the education that kids who are more privileged receive, then how would we expect them to make a change? Because, okay, for example, the students that I'm teaching now, they mostly come from communities that I would say are underprivileged. When I asked them what they wanted to be when they grew up, they were like, oh yeah, I want to be a pembantu. I want to help my dad in his warung. And mind you, they're like kindergarten kids.
Yeah,
they're probably still like 4 to 5 years old. When I was 5, I wanted to be like a princess or a pilot, like, or a doctor. Yeah, and like compared to my answer as a kid to their answers, I was like, wow, they have it really bad. And just from their answers, from their responses, I was like, if I want to make a change in the world, then I need these kids to also understand that they're able to make change too. If they have the motivation to study hard, to receive education through like our organization, for example, then they would be able to do a lot of things with their life. They'll be able to understand that these job opportunities, it's not just like them having to be a pembantu or a person in a warung. Like, they have so much more to look up to in the future.
Yeah. Here's what's so crazy to me, right? And kind of like, I feel like, wait, you can't be like, how old are you right now?
17.
You can't be 17. You should be like way older than that, because you said one of the most profound thing that I feel anyone your age could possibly say, which would be our future depends on the generations now. What we can build upon, you know, as a country, as a nation, as the world itself, maybe, is it depends on the younger generations. Like, you're 17, mm-hmm. and you get that. Like, no, you can't be 17. You're way too older. You fake your ID or something. I don't know. It's so crazy to me. Like, that's the wildest thing I've ever heard from a 17, honestly. And I think like that goes to show, because let's be honest, it's not easy, right? Mm-hmm. teaching them and kind of like interacting, planning, preparations, yes. running it, and just, you know, getting the permissions from the parents, I'm sure, mm-hmm. convincing people that this is a good thing and it's a good cause, finding volunteers, that's like a whole lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you understand they are the future of this country, that they are the future of this world, I feel like that's your anchor to keep on going, to keep on being consistent, because there's a purpose to it. I feel it feels more like a calling than it is just about a volunteer work. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. And I'm more interested, like, why do you think that their dream, that their target is really just that, being the pembantu or being helping out the dad in the warung? Like, why do you think that that's kind of like where they are aiming their lives towards?
Yeah, I think for that, it's mainly because of the people and sort of the community they're surrounded by. Like, their parents are like pembantus and people who work in warungs. And then they have uncles or aunts who work as trash collectors even. And I feel like them being put in that sort of environment with those people surrounding them, like, it really takes a toll on what they think they can be in the future, especially if their parents are like, oh yeah, nanti, when you're older, you're going to take care of my warung, yeah, you're going to help me when I'm working so that I won't be too tired. I get it, that's the right mindset, you want them to help you, but I feel like you're approaching it in a way that I would say is not necessarily correct.
Okay.
There's other things that you can do. You can show your children that they can be more than what you are right now. If you want them to succeed, then you have to tell them that they're able to be more than what job you have right now. They're okay. able to do so much more than you if you let them realize that.
Okay, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. But we both know, unfortunately, that's even harder than teaching the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it is what it is, because again, I think this is the vicious cycle of poverty, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number one, they have seen it way too many times to stop believing, and number two, it's all they know. And three, and this is the most practical one, it provides. Like, regardless of what we want to say about the job, it provides, and they're happy. Right? Unless, like, I'm pretty sure they kind of, like, want more. Like, that's just human nature. We do want more. We do want better. We do want pretty things and all those. That's kind of like a human nature thing, right? But where they are right now, it's, although it's bad, it's known, it's comfortable, and it's familiar, right? So sometimes it's really hard to get out of that kind of like mindset. Now, just to kind of like wrap things up, I do want to kind of like talk about two things. Well, ask about two things, right? And about edukasi in a sense. Number one would be, is there any current project that you guys are working on with the organization? And number two, if people would want to volunteer, who are you looking for and how can they actually get more info?
So for Anak Edukasi, the main project that we have now is a competition actually called Future Edu. So in Future Edu, there are like two categories. So one is a storytelling competition. And for me, the storytelling competition, it's just an amazing way for you to be able to speak your mind out and like show us what you think. Because the theme that we're speaking about now is future education.
We're talking about.
But I feel like exactly. Us giving our audience that platform, it's just, to me, it's amazing. Because they get to have that platform that some people may not even have right now. And then the other competition we have is a merch designing competition. So again, the theme is also future education for the future generation. So you'll be able, you would have to make a design for merch. And we're actually going to print your merch on like a shirt. We're collaborating with Ride or Die, by the way. And then we're going to sell the merch. And yeah, when we sell the merch, basically the funds that we get, again, all the funds that Anak Edukasi gets, we use that to support the children we're currently teaching and also other communities like orphanages and like people living in Lorong Lorong or Rusun Rusun.
Okay.
And so like,
No, I'm just like, go to the second part.
Yeah, so the second question about if you want to volunteer, we're actually about to go through a rebranding phase, where we're going to recruit, and we're going to recruit quite a number of people. So we're going to recruit teachers, people who are going to work under design, being a content creator, we need videographers, people who are interested in marketing. We just have a lot of roles. And so stay tuned for that. Our recruitment period is going to be from the 5th to 12th of July. So if you want to make a change, if you want to do something like practically to make a change in the world today, you can look out for that recruitment period and you can sign up and join Anak Edukasi.
Where can they find you?
So you can find us on Instagram. Our username is @anak_edukasi. And yeah. We post a lot of things there, actually, like informative posts. We also have updates on the children that we're teaching. So it's interesting.
It is. It sounds incredible. So thank you so much, Dea, for your time, for, you know, taking the, you know, a good chunk of your nighttime to speak about this. So again, thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. And in the future, if we have another segment to talk about another thing, I hope you don't mind. And yeah, we're just going to have a fun conversation about it. So thank you so much. All right. With that said, thank you so much for those of you who are still here and listening to the podcast until the end. This is how I know you guys actually are staying tuned and interested enough to know about education. So again, if you are interested to help out to be a volunteer in Edukasi, go to Instagram @anak_edukasi, or you can find me if you know me personally and just, you know, contact me. Peace. So thank you so much. This is Nangalai Podcast by the Tea Break Room, our second episode about education. So stay tuned for the next one. I'll see you guys later. Peace.